Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and action. We're going to talk a little bit about Clay Matthews today and him joining the Los Angeles Rams. We're also going to talk about Ben Roethlisberger and all the flack he's been taking this offseason. So that should be a good one, too. But we'll start with Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews is hoping a new environment can help reinvigorate his career. Joining the Rams is also big for Matthews because he's from the Los Angeles area. We're going to give it to you straight. The Los Angeles Rams aren't having a great offseason, and the additions they've made have all been aging football players. Clay Matthews and Eric Weddle are both losing a step, and putting a slower defense on the field is never a smart decision in the National Football League. However, if we're going to take a cup-half-full approach, maybe Clay Matthews can reinvigorate his career by going back home to Southern California. Matthews went to Agoura Hills High School and then USC before playing for the Green Bay Packers. So his comfort level should improve now that he's back in his old stomping grounds, and that could result in better production on the field. Working with Wade Phillips will also be very beneficial to Matthews and everything he's trying to accomplish. Phillips will put Clay Matthews in situations that play to his strengths. Ultimately, that means Matthews will be blitzing a lot more than he's dropping into coverage. At the end of the day, though, everything comes back to whether or not he can still play at a high level. Matthews is 32 years old, and his 3.5 sacks in 2018 were nowhere near what we're accustomed to seeing from the six-time Pro Bowler. Then there was all of the penalties that Matthews got in trouble for, and at one point he was the poster boy for roughing the quarterback. Therefore, this is going to be an uphill battle for one of the most popular defenders in the NFL. Maybe Matthews will hit the ground running and get over the 10 sacks mark, but it seems unlikely. Anything is possible, though, and you have to believe it will come down to how motivated he is. Is there anything left in the tank? And does Clay Matthews still have a burning desire to play? So Clay Matthews, a six-time Pro Bowler, racked up a lot of sacks during his time with Green Bay Packers, at one time the most feared pass rusher in the league, known for the long hair. That was a pretty good marketing move by Clay Matthews because everybody knows exactly who Matthews is. Came out of USC with some other good linebackers too. Dude from the Texans. I'm drawing blanks right now. I think, you know, there's two other guys. You know, Matthews kind of was, you know, I don't think he was the top guy. I think it was Maluga. For whatever reason, when he gets to Green Bay, he really takes that next step and becomes pretty much the best out of that group. You know, obviously that was huge for him. He has a strong pedigree. His dad and his grandfather, even his brother and a bunch of his cousins are all in the National Football League. So obviously he represented the family well and became one of the best to do it in the National Football League as far as rushing the passer goes and being a 3-4 outside linebacker and somebody, you know, the Packers could always depend on. But this past season, he really lost a step, had all those penalties, only had 3.5 sacks, just was a shell of himself. You have to wonder, will going to a new team save him? It's going to be tough to just be completely fresh and be the caliber of player he was because he is losing step and, you know, an aging athlete. It just, you know, Father Time's undefeated. Eventually you're going to slow down. Your game is going to start to unravel a little bit. You'll lack production. that's just the way it goes. But he's hoping that Wade Phillips can save him and put him in position to succeed. And maybe, you know, if he is in his comfort zone, if he is completely focused, he's dedicated, he's avoiding distractions, maybe he can, you know, have a resurgence and get over the 10 sacks mark. But at the moment, you have to, I hate to say it, bet against him. And you have to bet against Eric Weddle, too. Eric Weddle didn't have a sack or didn't have an interception last year. So it was a major down year for Eric Weddle. It's a major down year for Clay Matthews. And you look at the Los Angeles Rams, and Ndamukong Suh is going to be leaving. It looks like, unless they can get him back on a discount, that's not good at all. I don't think they're a Super Bowl winning team. I think these acquisitions that they've made are aging players that are just going to slow the defense down, which is never a good idea. And it's not what you want to see if you're Los Angeles. I don't think they're going back to the Super Bowl, but that's that. Next up, Ben Roethlisberger has been disrespected by so many of his former teammates, and it's obvious he'll be more motivated than ever. Pittsburgh should draft and kill Harry with their first-round pick and have the last laugh. It's been a rough offseason for Ben Roethlisberger, and it's surprising how many of his former teammates have dragged his name through the mud. Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell both scapegoated Roethlisberger before leaving for greener pastures. It's tough to see the NFL's 2018 passing leader treated so unfairly. Most people think Patrick Mahomes had the most passing yards this past year, but it was actually Roethlisberger. It's because Pittsburgh's quarterback has perhaps the strongest arm in the league, especially when we're talking about throwing the football vertically. Some other guys might have more zip on short throws, but Roethlisberger can put his weight behind his cannon of an arm and sling his passes 60 or 70 yards downfield, which brings us to our next point, and that's what the Steelers should do in the draft. A lot of analysts believe they'll go defense with their 20th overall pick, but Kevin Colbert should say the hell with it and roll with N'Keal Harry. Arizona State's top wide receiver has put together back-to-back seasons of 1,000 receiving yards, and it feels like the scouts are overlooking his talent. Those insiders will say that this pick is a reach, doesn't matter because it's the best move for their offense. With Antonio Brown no longer in the picture, Harry will keep this passing attack right where it needs to be. Not to mention, it's a selection that sends a message to Roethlisberger that the team has his back. You know, the future Hall of Fame QB is human, and he needs support from his teammates, coaches, etc. right now. Harry is the key to solving all these problems, and if you ever watch him play, you know exactly what he brings to the table. This guy feels just like Michael Thomas did when the New Orleans Saints got him for a steal in the second round. Pittsburgh can't miss out on N'Keal Harry, and it's probably best to go get him right away. Now look, Antonio Brown is a great player, best wide receiver in the National Football League, but they shipped him off for a third and fifth round pick. Yeah, they want to upgrade their defense, get linebacker, because they haven't been able to move past the Ryan Shazier injury, which has really set back their defense. But to me, go get N'Keal Harry. Keep your offense at least somewhat near what it was. Let Juju be the main guy. Let N'Keal Harry step into Juju's old role as the number two. That's going to keep your offense afloat. It's going to keep Ben Roethlisberger up there as one of the top passers in the National Football League. And N'Keal Harry can do damage. He's a gamer. He's going to give this team a lot. He's better than a second-round pick. You know, Juju Smith, I think, was a second-round pick. Michael Thomas, I think, was a second-round pick. N'Keal Harry is in that same class of guys where it's like, dude, these guys should be first-rounders. If you watch them play, you get the same feeling with all of them across the board. And I just think, you know, it will keep the fans excited and locked in, and they'll know that, you know, AB's gone, but we got N'Keal Harry, so this isn't a lost cause. Then you can use your second, those 2 third-round picks, your fourth, the fifth, whatever, the rest of the picks in the draft to load up your defense. All you have to do is get N'Keal Harry, and then the rest of the draft you can just go defense. So to me, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, that's the route I'm going. And yeah, there's some really good football players that you might be passing, but N'Keal Harry is, like I said, he's cut from a different cloth. Roethlisberger, Harry, Schuster, you got James Conner in the backfield. The offense is going to be fine. Make the tweaks that you have to on defense, get them right, and you're going to have a chance to move on from the AB situation in one offseason. You know, if you don't take care of that right away and that problem spirals into a year, 2 years, 3 years where you still haven't turned the page on Antonio Brown, you're going to have some serious problems on your hands if you're Kevin Colbert and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So to me, go get N'Keal Harry. Do it for, you know, Roethlisberger, who needs the team to step up and have his back because Le'Veon Bell spoke out about him. Antonio Brown spoke out about him. Luckily, Pouncey came to Roethlisberger's back and said, you know, I swear on my kids that Ben Roethlisberger is a great leader, and I believe he is. I think maybe he's not, you know, a rah-rah vocal guy, but he at least leads by example through his play because he led the entire National Football League in passing yards. I think it's more jealousy than anything else. I think Ben Roethlisberger is a quarterback. I think quarterback gets most of the attention. I think some of the other guys were just sick of it. Easy to pile on Ben Roethlisberger. And I don't think anybody put enough blame on Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin blew a lot of calls that cost the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just in-game situation calls that he butchered that some high school coaches would have made, some peewee coaches would have made. You know, the punt, the onside kick against the Jaguars, those are plays that cost his team that he could have made smarter decisions. Those are calls that Urban Myers, Bill Belichick, Nick Saban never botch ever. And ever at any point in their career, they never botched those calls. And Mike Tomlin did. And I think for whatever reason, people are reluctant to point the finger at Mike Tomlin, but I think Tomlin's more to blame than Roethlisberger. I think you take Roethlisberger out of that situation and everything completely unravels. There's a reason Roethlisberger has 2 Super Bowls and Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell don't have anything. And the guy I was drawing blanks on earlier in the Clay Matthews, Malalugo is one guy, but the other guy I couldn't remember for the life of me. I almost let the whole podcast break down because I was drawing blanks. It's like, what is the other guy's name? You know, while I was moving on, I remembered it, Brian Cushing's. So I think it was Malalugo, Brian Cushing's, and Clay Matthews all coming out at the same time in USC. And, you know, Clay Matthews, at the time, if you would have asked me who was the best, I would have said Malalugo. In college, Malalugo was unstoppable for USC. I would have been like, take him first. But Clay Matthews passes up Cushing's, and Malalugo ended up being the best linebacker from that USC class, six-time Pro Bowler, very good career. And then Ben Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh, go get N'Keal Harry. Don't listen to the analysts that say you're reaching, you know, you should have waited till the second round. Just go get him. Trust me, with Juju Smith-Schuster and N'Keal Harry, you're going to have a shot at getting back in the playoffs. And the good news is you might not have all the drama that you had in the past with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. So that's the direction Pittsburgh should go. And, you know, like I said, it's all about after you get Harry, making the right moves after that, getting that linebacker in the middle who can replace Ryan Shazier finally and offer some run support, fill some running lanes, shoot some gaps. But if these pieces are all acquired and it all comes together, The Steelers are going to be fine. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. Have a great day. I'm signing off.